We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider from Learfield IMG College. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Cowboys, Dave Hunziker.
This is the final week for Oklahoma State before a bye week. They'll be one of the final teams in the Big 12 to get the bye week, but coming off an impressive performance against Kansas State and then off to Lubbock, Texas, where the Cowboys haven't lost since 2008. They've had a good run. Of course, Tech beat the Cowboys in Stillwater a year ago. There were a lot of things to take from last week, and I don't have any reason to think that this is a problem, but this is a young team with only, you know, a handful of seniors starting. One of the keys to success in a season like this, where you're a little bit light in terms of experience, is not only how you handle defeat, but how you handle a big win. So I don't see any reasons to be concerned about that, but it's one thing just to keep a little bit of an eye on to start things out in Lubbock, although I just don't see this team having an issue with that. Do you have any reason to think that?
No, and I think they're still so recent to the loss at Texas.
Yeah.
And like I've said to you, to John, to a lot of friends of mine that are Oklahoma State fans, the encouraging thing about the loss to Texas was the attitude in that locker room. I mean, how down in the mouth, how frustrated, you know, nobody did it, but you could sense some guys just wanted to slam their fist into a locker. There was a lot of frustration. And the key guys, the Spencer Sanders, the Chuba Hubbards, the Tylan Wallaces, the Colby Harville Peels, the Malcolm Rodriguez, those are the guys who were the most frustrated. And so their attitude permeates down to the rest of the team. And so I would have a hard time thinking this team would go into Lubbock, Texas. Here's the other thing, too. I mean, I guarantee you, some of the old school ways are lost, I think, on some younger players. But one of the things I know that isn't lost, whenever there's a bye on the schedule.
Yo, I know where you're going.
You realize that the game becomes doubly important.
Yes.
Because you're going to have to live with that result for 2 weeks, not one. You don't get a chance to come out the next Saturday, or if it's in high school, the next Friday or whenever. Basketball, if you've got a tournament coming up, you're not going to come back into regular season play. You know, whenever you're going to have that break, boy, the last game before a break, you want to do well.
Last year they did not. That was the Kansas State contest a year ago. That's a long 2 weeks.
Oh, it sure is. And I know what's planned ahead on the practice schedule, which is really good. But that practice schedule can always change if certain results aren't met or certain expectations aren't met on Saturday. So I think you'll see a hungry Oklahoma State team against Tech on. And this is also part of the revenge tour.
It is.
The Texas Tech was on the shirt they wore all during the offseason into spring football. The players talking to them this week said, yeah, we may not wear those shirts anymore, but, yeah, we remember them.
Well, that was a game last year that sort of set things sideways. Oklahoma State was coming off the win over Boise. Cowboys were flying high. They were ranked. And then it was just a big thud against Texas Tech. Although, even though the outcome of that game was pretty lopsided in terms of score, there were some key plays in that game that if they go the other way, the game is tight. I mean, Oklahoma State, I think, failed on a fourth and short in Tech territory early. The Cowboys had some major, major third down fouls in that game. It's not to diminish what Tech did, but that game was close for a while, and then Tech seized the momentum and pulled away and ended up winning in pretty easy fashion. Offensive line was wonderful to watch, you know, given the reshuffling of the line. It wasn't perfect by any means, but most of the time when you say you're going to play against an experienced defensive front in a Big 12 conference game and you're down your two starting tackles, you're just hoping for even below average performance. But with more than 370 yards, it was hardly that. And as Coach Gundy said in a radio show, he said, I was just hoping for 177 yards. I would have taken that and said, deal, I'll take it. Would have never thought he'd get 377 in terms of rushing offense. So that was good and proof of what we've heard about Charlie Dickey's ability to get young guys ready to play pretty quickly and being able to shuffle guys around and have guys train in multiple positions. So both those things were on display.
And will be on display perhaps again this Saturday.
Yeah.
So, I just love the naive attitude of Hunter Anthony. We all know he has a mean streak. He loves playing football, but, you know, I mean, he had that first game itis of, wow, that's Kansas. I'm about to play the Kansas State Wildcats. And then, you know, also revealed this week that he's taking pictures with Chuba and Tylan. And I mean, those are kind of his idols. So here's a guy on the line of scrimmage blocking, doing the dirty work for guys that he looks back in the backfield as heroes. I mean, they're his superheroes.
Well, you know what? That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
No, it's not bad at all. So, yeah, it's – and you know what? Here's another thing. And this goes back to your first question. And, I don't think it'll be a problem. But in our discussions today with the coordinators, and I think it was more us than them, that's the most I can remember is talking about a past game with the both coordinators versus talking ahead. When we got down the hall in the offense in Sean Gleason's room, we were pointing more ahead, I think. But and part of it was this was one of the better – you mentioned it – one of the better defensive performances you've seen at Oklahoma State. And so we kind of ended up talking a lot about that performance. I even asked, Coach Knowles, is there some of that can carry over the rest of the season? He kind of looked at me like – if teams present us those situations, and I know the answer to that. There is nobody in this league like Kansas State.
But the confidence you get from being able to pull that off, of what they do, could have a lot of value. And one thing he talked about today too was their ability to get. Now they're able to digest the tweaks he wants to make week to week. Last week it was a huge change defensively in terms of what they were doing compared to what they normally do. They absorbed it. They executed it. It was wonderfully done. Now that he's a year and a half into his tenure, they're sort of starting to understand week to week that there will be some tweaks, and they're getting better at being able to learn it and apply it and execute it, which is what you're hoping for.
And it's good because, to be honest, this is not your Cliff Kingsbury Texas Tech.
No, it's not.
This is not your Mike Leach Texas Tech. And especially with Jet Duffy at the quarterback position, here's my fear. And you know, one of the things that Jim Knowles said, and I'm not gonna throw it out there because it's something I really want to bring up sometime in the pregame show, if not covering all sides, you know, where we get into our defensive segment. But really, this defense could match up better with Texas Tech. And here's something I think could happen, Dave. I just handed you the scouting report. Do you know how many called quarterback runs Texas Tech has had this season?
Oh, I'd say maybe one at the most.
Zero.
No, I didn't figure.
No, I mean, they have some quarterback runs, but those were plays where that broke down and the quarterback had to scramble and take off. With Jet Duffy, and see, remember, they didn't know who their quarterback was going to be at Oklahoma. They were looking at
They started the Rice transfer, Tyner.
Tyner. And so now they know. I mean, Monday he announced it's Jet Duffy going forward. He knew that coming out of the game Saturday in Norman. So I know David Yost, the OC, and I know Matt Wells. It doesn't take very long to throw some quarterback run into your system, and with Jet Duffy, you should.
Well,
so you're going to see some things out of Texas Tech this Saturday. I'm guessing that they haven't shown all season.
Well, and they're in an interesting situation. Of course, Alan Bowman is out at quarterback. If you read the newspaper clippings from Lubbock in the preseason, there's a prevailing thought that Maverick McIver would have been the number two quarterback,
the true freshman,
would have probably been number two behind Bowman. He has a foot injury, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're down to what, in essence, is their number three guy. Duffy played some last year, had a huge game against Texas. I think he threw for over 400 yards and probably, I think, rushed for over 100, if I remember correctly. But, I mean, you're to the point now where Bowman's going to be back. You're not sure when. He will be back at some point, but, you know, you've got to give your team a chance to win, too. So they're left in that bind of having a guy that they probably didn't expect to play very much now as a starter.
But I'm not dismissing Jet Duffy.
No, nor should we.
He was an Elite 11 quarterback coming out of high school. He made the Elite 11. He was there.
Oh, no doubt.
And he was,
he's just a different type guy than the other guys.
I told you this. He was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Texas his senior year. So we have dueling Gatorade Players of the Year with Jet Duffy quarterbacking Tech and Spencer Sanders quarterbacking.
No, and I don't mean to dismiss him at all. It's more of just it's interesting how it's played out, and he's probably a little different than what you would expect given it's kind of been a short throw. And then they do take their shots downfield. They just haven't hit as many as we're accustomed to.
And he's got an arm. He can take those shots. He's probably not as proficient a passer, certainly not as proficient as Alan Bowman. But if you throw in that quarterback run, we know how that evens out because we've seen it even out for Oklahoma State with Spencer Sanders. And in the past, we've seen how running quarterbacks have given Oklahoma State's defense problems.
Yes.
So if you march out there in Lubbock on Saturday and you haven't worked on any quarterback run, then it's your fault. And I know for a fact they have.
Well, and another thing you've got to work on the other side of the ball is Texas Tech defensively is – for the most part, kind of the same flavor as you see in the Big 12 with the rush three, drop eight, except third down, they get ultra aggressive where they'll bring the house with the blitz, and you better be ready with a counter for that.
Read your scouting report. It is so revealing. And actually, I didn't do much on offense other than the OU game because it doesn't matter. You don't go back to what they did with Alan Bowman. They're not going to necessarily do all that with Jet Duffy. You really want to look at what Jet Duffy's done. But on the defensive side, they're pretty predictable. And how about this? Last week against Oklahoma, on the offensive side of the ball, they ran 11 personnel every play of the game. They never cut out of 11 personnel, which is not unusual for Tech. Actually, it's a little unusual because they used to be 10 personnel all the time because they didn't have tight ends.
Right.
Now they got tight end. They've been using the tight end. And
well, you got to play a tight end in the Big 12.
Matt
now
Wells,
you're going to get shut down.
Yeah, Matt Wells will continue to use a tight end. But on the defensive side of the ball, they're very predictable. I mean, they're roughly 60% zone coverage, 40% man. But they'll get into man when it's time to do that blitzing.
Yeah, well, and that's and so that'll be something to keep an eye out for. It's kind of like last week with Kansas State. Kansas State did some unique things defensively as far as, you know, blitzing and things of that nature in third down, so it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. So we'll be with you on Saturday. We're looking forward to Oklahoma State and Texas Tech. Thanks for listening.
This has been the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.